It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, we are continuing in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And we come down to verse 6 today, and we're going to take both of the lines that are found there because they're related to each other. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Now notice the difference there. A time to get and a time to lose. Something that you've gotten. You don't lose things on purpose. You usually lose them in a moment of absence of memory. Where did I put my keys? Or what happened to such and such tool? Or so and so borrowed it. It's gone. And so you lose it. You had it. You got it. And you lost it. Then we come to the latter part. Time to keep and a time to cast away. That's where you can't decide, I think I'll go ahead and keep this, and then years down the road when it sat in the same spot in the closet for all these years, I think I'm going to throw it away. You see there the interaction between what do I keep and what do I get rid of. You know, we live in a time where these are challenging days. And it falls right in line with this. What are we going to get and what are we going to be able to keep? You better get things that are valuable. You better get things that are eternal. The Bible warns us of this in 1 Corinthians about they understand that anything that's in this world is temporal. Everything you can see with your eyes, it's temporal. It's going to pass away. I have to cut down trees in my yard that die. I have to dig up things that pass away. We have a regular cycle when we bring something home from the Walmart nursery there. And after several weeks or months or whatever, it usually curls up and dies or something happens to it. It stops blooming or the leaves fall off of it. And so we have to take it and throw it away. Some things just don't last very long. This world is full of the temporary. So if you're putting your stock in the temporary, you will lose. All right? That's just the way it is. If you put all of your stock in the temporary of this world, you will lose. But if you gather things that are worth keeping, all right, if you gather things that are worth keeping that are eternal, you'll always have them. There won't be a casting away, there won't be a losing. In Jesus Christ, we cannot lose. That's the glorious truth of being a Christian. When you have come to faith in Jesus Christ and you are put in Him, you cannot lose. Because Jesus Christ cannot lose. Jesus Christ will never end. Therefore, in Him, I will never end. I will always be with Him. That is a glorious thing. Why? Because God worked in my heart and brought me to the place where I put my stock in something that was eternal. If you put your stock in that which is temporal, you will lose it. You will lose it. My wife and I watched last night a program on 48 Hours about four families whose lives were upended because of a murderer up in the Northeast. And they tracked each one of these families. And the terrible things that they went through, all of them were girls that were lost, except for one whose life, her name was RJ. They gave her a name in court, which was different than her. They called her Lady RJ. RJ was attacked brutally. She survived her attack. And she was the one that turned state's evidence. She was able to identify the individual who had raped, attacked her, and tried to kill her. And in every one of those four families, they talked about what they had lost. One mother said this as she was being interviewed, "I thought I had my daughter for the rest of my life, and I was wrong. I thought I had my daughter for the rest of my life, and I was wrong." And she began to talk and speak about how this loss of her daughter, who was brutally murdered, her body found a month and a half later behind a house just a mile down from the murderer's place that he lived. And she said, "My whole life was up to..." I don't know whether she became a Christian, but I know one thing. She was She was on the right pathway because she had learned not to put her stock in the temporary. And she reminded us over and over as they interviewed her. She was the one lady that spoke the most throughout the program about, she said, I realized that there are some things that are worth putting your stock into and some things that are not. I regret the things I did not put into my daughter. I regret the things that I did not teach my daughter because she was found in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so, what is the lesson here? Make sure that you put your stock in eternal things. They will last forever. Don't waste your time putting your stock in temporal things because you will lose them. That's the guarantee of the Bible. They will be lost. They will wear out. They will not stay with you. So make sure you're putting your stock in eternal things today.